This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. In Afghanistan today, a powerful bomb and gun attack on the largest American military base near Kabul has killed at least one person and wounded more than 80 others, mostly civilians. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The attack seriously damaged a hospital that was being rebuilt for the Afghan people. This is precisely the kind of activity that we're working to reduce.
The Taliban has taken responsibility for the attack. The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General was testifying on Capitol Hill today, and he says his recent report on the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign in 2016 does not vindicate any official.
We found, and as we outline here, are deeply concerned that so many basic and fundamental errors were made by three separate handpicked investigative teams on one of the most sensitive FBI investigations after the matter had been briefed to the highest levels within the FBI.
Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham says the report is riddled with mistakes.
What happened here is not a few irregularities. What happened here is the system failed. People at the highest level of our government took the law in their own hands.
Senate Judiciary Committee ranking member Democrat Dianne Feinstein says the watchdog report makes clear the investigation was not politically motivated.
This was not a politically motivated investigation. There is no deep state. Simply put, the FBI investigation was motivated by facts, not bias.
The findings were seen as a rebuttal to President Donald Trump and his Republican allies' repeated claims that the FBI conducted an illegal witch hunt to bring him down. For more news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. He will become the fourth U.S. president to be impeached. Donald Trump faces charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
As the House moves toward voting to remove him from office, President Trump continues shrugging off their bid. The president rallied supporters in Pennsylvania hours after House Democrats formally charged him with high crimes and misdemeanors.
These two flimsy, pathetic, ridiculous articles of impeachment.
He says a predecessor may have backed down.
Under a table, thumb in the mouth, saying, "Take me home, mommy, this is too tough for me."
Not him. He casts Democrats as trying to nullify the last election in a move to win the next one.
It's not going
to
happen. Don't worry about it.
The House Judiciary Committee plans to begin debating the articles late today, with a full House vote expected next week and a likely Senate trial next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The polls open in Britain in less than 24 hours. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports polls show British Prime Minister Boris Johnson should win Thursday's election.
Britain's election race has tightened in the last stretch, according to a top pollster. Meaning Brexiteering Prime Minister Boris Johnson cannot be sure Thursday's vote will deliver a clear victory. YouGov predicted a Conservative majority of 28 seats, slashing it by more than half compared to 2 weeks ago.
Stop Brexit!
But possible outcomes still ranged from a landslide Conservative victory to a hung parliament, as party leaders pounded the campaign trail on the last day.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A New Zealand volcano is again venting steam and mud, prompting authorities to delay plans to recover the bodies of victims from a deadly eruption 2 days ago. Six deaths have been confirmed in Monday's eruption. 30 people remain hospitalized, including 25 in critical condition. The Pentagon has suspended non-classroom training for all Saudi Arabian students in U.S. military programs. This in response to the deadly shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station in Florida last week. A teenage activist who has drawn large crowds at environmental protests and conferences is Time's Person of the Year. AP's Mike Hempen reports on her story.
Greta Thunberg admits she was a bit surprised to be honored by Time, even though she has become the figurehead of a global youth movement pushing for faster action on climate change. Thunberg will be at home in Sweden for the holidays after attending the UN Climate Conference in Madrid, where she encouraged people to take action.
You have to do something today because as a democratic citizen, that is your responsibility.
On its website, Time credits Thunberg with, quote, "sounding the alarm about humanity's predatory relationship with the only home we have."
I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.